So I grew up in this small town in southwest of England, near quite a big city. And the town is on the Severn Estuary, which is this huge kind of roiling, overbrewed, tea-coloured body of water with all these mad currents. It's not a place that you can swim. And you can see whales across the water there. And on a summer's afternoon in August, you could really smell the scent of the mud, the mud flats and the salt marshes, particularly of the scurvy grass, which is this plant with these thick fleshy leaves and these little white flowers. And it's got this really heady kind of slightly feculent smell, which is very thick and sort of soupy. And that mingled with the smell of the mud is redolent of a summer's afternoon for me. That is what epitomizes summer on the estuary. When I was about 10 years old, this is back in the mid-90s, I was part of a swimming club, and we used to go swimming once or twice a week down at the open-air swimming pool, which is just by these little low cliffs just near the bay, down at the bottom of the town. And the swimming pool wasn't heated, so earlier in the year, it would be bracingly cold, really, really brisk, and then in the autumn again it would be really, really cold, especially when it was, you know, obviously it was often cloudy, so the wind would be blowing and you'd get out of the pool and you'd be freezing. But in the middle of summer it was okay, you know, you could go in and you could get your ice cream afterwards, and it was pretty decent. So we go down there and we go swimming, and it was a great way to while away the time, you know, it was a popular place. And then once a year there would be a swimming competition, a swimming gala, I think it was called. From what I remember, it was a pretty sunny afternoon, you know, it was kind of breezy, but that's normal down there. You get the estuary breezes, the sea frets coming in. You can always see the weather piling up on the horizon and kind of charging up the estuary. There were lots of events, you know, front crawl, backstroke, butterfly for the people that were really showing off. There was the diving off the high diving board and the low diving board. You know, there was probably holding your breath competitions, all sorts. I guess it was all ages from about, you know, 7 to 13. And from what I recall, I was in the under 11s breaststroke, 25 metres. So 25 metres breaststroke was probably the least flashy of all the techniques on show at the swimming gala that afternoon. You know, the breaststroke is the sort of, it's the most plodding, kind of tedious, it's safe swimming stroke. You know, it's not got much athleticism to it. You just kind of bob along, you keep your head out of water. It's kind of like pootling along with some shopping bags or something. So this was the event that I'd opted for. Now, I was not a sporty child. I was not physically imposing. And even at the age of 11, you know, I'd never been interested in school sports day or anything of this nature. So I don't really know why I was taking part in a swimming competition. I have to presume, because my memory fails me, that we all had to enter an event if we were part of the swimming club. So here I am getting ready for the 25 meters breaststroke. You know, the breeze is whipping up. The crowds are frankly completely disinterested, and I think there's probably hardly anybody watching whatsoever, because everybody, of course, really wants to see the front crawl and the butterfly, the really flashy stuff, you know, the exciting strokes where people crash through the pool and there's water flying everywhere and people are excited and churning into each other. With the breaststroke, you don't really get that. What's more, there's only three competitors in my event. There's me and two others. So anyway, in we go. One, two, three. On your marks, get set, go. So here we are, you know, in the pool, got the goggles on, bobbing along, you know, trying not to swallow any water, but really, really trying to, you know, I'm a proficient swimmer. I'm not a showy swimmer. I'm an okay swimmer. I can get from A to B. It's fine. Just trying not to take in too much water, try not to swallow any water, but really trying to, you know, really going for it. You know, you're getting along. It's one long, long length of this 25 meter pool. You know, it feels epic. And I can feel that drag in the legs, you know, that kind of that ache that starts to come in with the lactic acid in the muscles, and it's intense, you know, but I can see that the other two competitors are kind of inching away from me, and I can't sustain this pace. And you know, I bluster through and I finish the event, but I come third. But here's the extraordinary thing. Just a few minutes later, I'm being presented with the trophy for number one, first place in the 25 meters under 11 breaststroke. So this is what had happened. Basically, the other two people in the race ended up being disqualified because the person that came first, he was a boy. Actually, it turned out he was too young. He was 9 years old. He wasn't yet 10. So he should have been in the age group below event. So he should have been in the under 10s 25 meter breaststroke. So he was disqualified. I mean, this kid, you know, he clearly had something about him. He was crashing through, winning an older age group event. Who knows what he went on to achieve. The person that came second, it actually turned out that she was a girl. And I don't know how she'd slipped in, you know, prepubescent children, it's not always that easy to tell. She'd got under the radar and she'd slipped into this event and done a brilliant job, come second, but she was sadly disqualified because she should have been in swimming in the under 11 girls 25 meter breaststroke. So I was the sole remaining competitor who was legitimately able to take part in that event, and therefore by default I won the trophy. It's the only trophy I've ever won. I'm pretty sure it's the only trophy me or my sister collectively ever won. You know, we were not a sporty household. We were not the sort of people that got, well, I didn't play football, so I wasn't going to get a football trophy or a rosette or a sticker. But it was amazing to have this trophy with my name engraved in it. Even at that age, I was fully aware of the a complete absurdity of this scenario, but I can see this picture that we had of me sitting by the pond back at home. Perhaps my parents put me by the pond as a kind of ironic gesture about it being a swimming competition and me coming third and then winning this trophy. But I'm sitting by the pond cradling this trophy, looking, well, I've got a kind of squinty eye at that age anyway, so I'm looking a bit wonky, but I'm looking, I would say, quietly proud, whilst also somewhat bemused. And that's the story of how I won this incredible award. And the pool fell on hard times, but then it was rebranded as a Lido, and with the rise in popularity of outdoor swimming and general Lido swimming in recent years, it's actually become an extremely popular place to go for young and youngish people from the nearby city. Every time I go past it now, there's these huge queues and swarms of kids in the summer. And I can't help but remember that extraordinary day when I won my only trophy. And, you know, it's a special memory. Whenever I go down that way these days, especially on a summer's afternoon, and there's a kind of headland which juts out sort of behind the swimming pool or above the swimming pool, and there's a little lighthouse on the end of the rocks there. Whenever I head out that way, I can always hear the kids crashing about in the pool, and there's that particular sound, isn't there, of like the sound of like kids' feet sort of running, like wet feet running on wet tiles. The sort of bracing coldness of the water and the smell of the chlorine and the excitement of the swimming gala. It always takes me back to that summer's afternoon when I secured my only sporting victory.